Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Amy Faust.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, Amy, it's an exciting weekend coming up because you are a part of the annual Western Iowa Wine Trail Holiday Event. And you're busy getting ready today, I'm sure.
That's right, getting our food and our wine ready.
Yes. Well, getting the wine ready, that might have been a process for a long time, and we'll talk a little more about that. But let's first tell folks the time and kind of places about this event that's happening.
Okay, yeah, this is our annual holiday entertaining on the Western Iowa Wine Trail, and it takes place this weekend, Saturday, November 5th, and Sunday, November 6th. The hours on Saturday are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And what's the cost?
The cost is $50 for a couple or $35 for a single person.
Okay. And I assume you just buy the tickets at whatever winery you start at.
Exactly. Okay. And people can go to the WesternIowaWineTrail.com for a map and a list of the participating wineries. There are links to each winery there. And folks can choose their route, so whatever works best for them, they can start and stop at any of the seven wineries.
And how many wineries are on this event this year?
There are seven wineries, and we have Danish Countryside in Elkhorn is the furthest north, and then Breezy Hills Winery near Minden, and then we have Lus Hills Vineyards in Crescent, Whispering Hills Winery near Carson, King's Crossing Winery near Glenwood, Silver City. We've got Prairie Crossing just outside of Trainer. And then we're at Sugar Clay Winery. We're the furthest south, and we're near Thurman.
Amy, if someone wanted to do the whole trail in one day and they don't have too many sips of wine, this is wine tasting and lots of other fun things going on, how long do you think that would take? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's about a 200-mile round trip. And folks, lots of people actually complete it in one day. The biggest tip I would have would be to start right when we get started Saturday at 10. And at each place you visit, you will get your passport stamped. And each winery has selected a food that kind of goes with the holidays, something that you might serve when you're entertaining, along with a wine pairing. So we get a couple of those pairings at each winery. Then, of course, each winery has gift shops, and we'll have wine sales going on.
Of course.
So you don't stay real long at each winery, uh-huh. long enough to kind of enjoy the ambiance and the food and the wine and go on to the other. So you really can get all seven done in a day.
Well, it would be a great day, I think, this weekend to do that. But if you wanted to split it up, that's another possibility. And then, of course, looking at the map, you can visit those wineries other times. You don't have to go on the trail on this event, but you get some extras that you mentioned on this event.
Yeah, and the fun thing that people have look forward to is you get to pick up a little gift at each place. So this year we've got some fun holiday party favors, and then the bonus gift, if you visit all seven wineries and have your present to get your passport stamped, we're giving out $15 gift cards to Hy-Vee.
Okay, just a little extra there when you get around to all of them. Now, one question I know you'll be asked, if when people stop and they have this great food, will they get the recipes?
Yes, most of the wineries have the recipes available. We've learned that over the years doing this event that people really like that.
So. Oh, absolutely. You know, they taste something and go, oh my gosh, I wish I had the recipe for this. So I think that's really important for folks. And that pairing of the wine with the food is a great experience.
It is. It really helps people understand how Iowa wines can really pair nicely with different foods. And a lot of people are getting familiar with Midwest wine flavors, but this is a great way to introduce them to food pairings and give them some ideas on how to really bring out the best tastes of the wine, especially during the holidays when they're entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Amy, we always hear if you're going to serve beef, you need red wine. Is that really true?
In some cases, actually, for instance, a lot of us have red wine that goes with beef, of course, prime rib and steaks. We actually carry a bandana red, which goes really nice with roasted pork loin. But there are some whites out there. Edelweiss is an example. It's kind of like a Riesling. But it can go also with pork, you know, on the grill, that kind of thing.
Okay. And that's one of the things that folks can ask about, find out about. Maybe they even have kind of their traditional menu and they're going, well, what would be the best wine here? So you could give them that advice.
Oh, absolutely. All of us have those lists in the winery that help people understand, you know, what goes best with turkey or traditional food like that.
What about dessert wines?
Several of us have dessert wines, and those are really fun to try. Several of the wineries have fruit wines made from, you know, cherry, plum, blueberry. A couple of us have chocolate wine infused with. We've got a chocolate cherry wine. We also have wine made from honey, which is called mead. One of the wineries has something similar to a port. And it goes really nice with desserts as well.
Okay, so just to get that more of that information and get and you get to taste the thing. So that's the real plus here is you don't have to just go by your advice. You go, oh yeah, well, I really like that. And of course, most people have kind of favorite flavors in wine, I think.
Exactly, and the nice part about the wineries and the wine trail is that you get a sample up to five samples. So each person will have two wine pairings with food, and then they can come to the wine tasting bar and select three other wines that they'd like to try. So it really gives them an opportunity to try several and see if they like something.
Yeah, great opportunity there. And as you go to different wineries, you have those different flavors. You know, initially when I said, well, you've been planning a long time for this, how long do most of your wines at Sugar Clay, you know, when did you grow the grapes for the wine that you're tasting now?
Oh, that's a good question. Most of the wines we're pouring, you know, at this time of the year are either 2009 or 2010 vintages. So that would be the year that they were harvested. As you know, wine takes a while not only to ferment but just to kind of settle and that kind of thing. So most of the wines are from last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm. And what about, now you mentioned some of the other fruits, as well as there are lots of varieties of grapes. Are most of yours grown there at your place, or how much do you import from someplace else in Iowa or outside of Iowa?
Yeah, at our winery we have 6 acres and we have 10 varieties of grapes. It's not enough to make enough wine, so we do contract with about 10 other growers, and we buy grapes primarily from Iowa. We do have two growers in Nebraska right across the river from us, and I think that's the case with most of the wineries on the wine trail.
Very good. And Nebraska has also been promoting their wine production, their grape growing, just like Iowa has, so it's nice that you can kind of go together. It's still very Midwest kind of wine, and know that it's, I'd still say that's locally grown for grapes.
Yeah, and you know, we've shared educational opportunities and wine making tips with each other, so we really, we're a group that tries to help each other out, and we're all learning together.
That's great. Okay, let's review, Amy, the times and where we can get the information.
Okay, I would suggest to go to www.westerniowawinetrail.com, and there you will find a map of the 7 participating wineries on the trail. And we're hosting our holiday entertaining on the Western Iowa Wine Trail this Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th. November 5th is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're a couple, you can purchase a passport for $50. And a single person, their passport is $35. And you can split the trail up over 2 days, or you can do it all in 1 day.
Sounds like a great event, and we want to thank you very much, Amy Faust, for the Sugar Clay Winery, for visiting with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Till next time, here's a thought. When you drink from the well, remember the well digger. And when you drink that wine, remember the grape grower.